إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is the 20th surah and the final chapter of our book, Ta'zeem As-Salah, yani the recognition and acknowledgement of the yani great importance of prayer, its magnificence and exalted status and rank in the life of a Muslim. By Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr Hafidhahumullah. May Allah protect and preserve both of them. The chapter tonight is entitled Alamun Fil Qulub, yani a pain that is being experienced in the hearts and in the hearts of the believers. Before we enter our topic for tonight, we'd like to quickly review yani some of the issues that we covered last week in the previous session from the questionnaire study guide number 22. The first question being, mention the basis for the status of honor and superiority of the masajid over all other places. What is the basis for this status of honor and superiority, and what is its dalil? Naam, Abdullah.
Not only that, but He commands that they be built and they be erected and that His name be mentioned in them.
No.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويقرأ فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال.
No. يعني the basis upon which this status of honor and superiority of the masjids over other places is due to Allah ascribing them to Himself, that they are the houses of Allah, as a way of honoring and exalting and raising up their status. He ascribed the masajid to Himself. They are the buyutullah fil ard. And the proof for this, he said, is the ayah in the Quran in Surah An-Nur. Naam. Where Allah mentions fi buyutin أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ, to the end of the ayat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that these masajid, that the places of worship for Him, that they be erected, that they be raised up, and that His name be mentioned in them, that He be praised and glorified in them. And this is the proof that these places are the best places, or it is from amongst the proofs that these are the best places and most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth. Second question, discuss what is included in the words in houses, yani masjids, which Allah has ordered to be raised up, and the statement, and what is included in the words, and that His name be remembered therein. Yani an turfa'a, yani these houses in which He has ordered to be raised up, wa yudhkar fiha ismuhu. What is yani included in, what is the meaning that's included in these words? The first of them, that these places be raised up, the houses of Allah be raised up. Naam, Abu Jamil.
That they be constructed and that they be honored.
That they be constructed and that they be honored. Naam.
Kept clean.
And that they be kept clean. Naam. And cared for and given attention to. Naam. And respected. Naam.
And protected from any harm that takes place in them.
And protected from anything harmful to take place in them, in the masajid. Especially the worst of it, of course, is ashirk and kufr and bid'ah and so on. Naam. The things that are detestable and reprehensible and abominable. And the second expression, يعني ويذكر فيها اسمه. What is included in this يعني command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded his name be mentioned in them. نعم رشيد. نعم 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 الصلاة and تلاوة القرآن and the spreading of knowledge, the teaching and learning, and other than that, yani all of these are included in the name of Allah being mentioned. It's not just dhikr. Al-dhikr, al-du'a, al-salat, tilawatul Qur'an, all of this, and especially that which might easily be neglected, yani that's included in this, is the spreading of knowledge. That included in the remembrance of Allah includes, very, very importantly, the teaching and the learning of the knowledge of this deen in the masajid. And we'll come back to this again later. Third question, memorize the dalil, yani from 9th surah, yani surah to Tawbah, 18th ayah, which identifies and or describes those who are the ummar, the maintainers of the masajid. Yani mention the dalil from surah to Tawbah, Salih. نعم ما شاء الله. يعني this ayah in Surah At-Tawbah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that indeed, verily, those who are the maintainers of the masajid of Allah, and only them, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, are those who believe in Allah in the last day and who establish the prayer and the zakat, and they don't have fear. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, they don't have fear of anyone except Allah. يعني their khasha is limited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Naam. After this, question mention the two matters and requirements. Yani al-amrain al-jalilain, and the two requirements, al-matlabain al-azimain, that must be realized and fulfilled in the true imara of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these two matters? Naam, Abu Sa'id. Correct aqeedah and good correct actions. Correct aqeedah, yani the aqeedah that is based upon the Quran and the Sunnah as was understood by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who follow them. And the good correct actions means what? The actions that are in accordance with the Sharia, that are in accordance with the Sunnah, as-sahiha, the authentic Sunnah. Naam. These are the two matters that are very lofty, important matters, and they are requirements that must be realized and fulfilled to establish the real true imara of the houses of Allah. Otherwise, people being in the masjids, attending them, being present regularly, doesn't have any meaning. Praying in them, standing in prayer without correct aqeedah and action according to the sunnah is baseless, invalid, useless. Number 5, discuss the 3 components which make up al-asas, the foundation. Yani of these two matters, one of them is the foundation, it's the asas. Mention 3 components which make up al-asas, the foundation upon which true imara of the houses of Allah is built. What are the 3, yani, components that make up this asas, the fundamental matter of these two matters that we just mentioned? What are the 3 components of it? Now, believing in Allah, naam, as a generous Lord. And believing in His perfect names and attributes. And believing that He's the only deity worthy of worship. Yani the 3 aspects of Tawheed. Believing that Allah is a Rabb, who is a Khaliq, who is a Raziq, who is a Mun'im. Yani the Rabb, Rububiyyah. Believing His Rububiyyah as it is supposed to be. And believing in His Asma wa Sifat. Yani His beautiful names, Al-Asma al-Husna wa Sifat al-Ulya. Believing in them. And in His Kamal, and His Jalal, and His Azama. All of this is part of believing in Allah's names. And the 3rd part, the most important of them, as a result of the 1st two, Rububiyyah and Asma wa Sifat, believing in His Ubudiyyah, His Uluhiyyah, that He is the only one that deserves to be worshipped, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship besides Him, or along with Him, or instead of Him. And this is the foundation. These are the most important components of the foundation of the affair, that is the correct aqeedah. After this, question number 6. What is the consequence of faulty aqeedah, faulty creed, and defective iman? And explain why? Yani, what is the consequence of the person who has defect in his aqid and his iman? What is the consequence and why? Naam. Musa.
The deeds are nullified.
Because deeds are nullified. They are destroyed. They became invalid. Naam. If the person's aqidah is faulty, is defective, if they don't have correct aqidah, their deeds become nullified. Why are they nullified?
Because the foundation itself is...
Because the aqidah is the foundation that everything else is built upon. If the foundation is defective, then whatever is built upon it also is defective. And this is a critical matter that we cannot, yani, we cannot let it pass as being something, yani, that's not very important. Rather, it is the essence of the matter, the core. And whoever doesn't give care to this, then they are subject to miss the mark and to lose out on everything if we don't have correct aqidah. This is the core of the matter. As far as the politics and the economics and all of the rest of that, it's all secondary. It's all secondary. Question number 7. Mention one of the examples from the author, Hafidhullah, of the kind of action which invalidates a person's aqidah and their Islam. Naam, Abu Sa'id. Naam, a person who seeks refuge when they have some difficulty or hardship, seeks refuge other than Allah, or calls on other than Allah. Like the Shaykh said, that a person was heard in their sujood, in the masjid, asking for help from other than Allah. Oh, so and so, ya fulan. Whoever from amongst them that they call upon. Well, what might be more common than that is calling on the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua, raising the hand, saying, ya Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Yani, in their mind, imagining that he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But dua is for Allah alone. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Yani, dua, and in general, worship. Because dua is the core of worship. So all worship belongs to Allah alone. Question number 8. Memorize a dalil. Yani, the dalil in the 39th surah, 65th ayat, Surah Zumar, which states clearly that one's deeds will be in vain due to engaging in shirk. What is the ayat? Naam, Abu Jamil. La'in. Naam. Jazakallah khair. Yani, this ayat, and amongst many other ayats, but the Shaykh mentioned this ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed has been revealed to you and to those before you. Those before you meaning who? The Anbiya. Has been revealed to those before you, that if you have engaged in shirk, that if you commit an act of shirk, that definitely, certainly, your deeds will be invalidated. And you will be of the losers. But rather worship Allah alone and be from amongst those who are thankful, who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this, yani, discuss 3 descriptions of the true ummar, yani, the maintainers of the masajid, after the foundation, yani, after the correct aqidah. What are 3 of the descriptions that are mentioned for those people who are the maintainers, the true maintainers of the masajid? Naam, Abdullah. وقام الصلاة يعني نعم to establish the prayers obligatory as well as يعني those which are مستحب نعم inwardly and inwardly and outwardly يعني the outward actions of the prayer as well as inwardly the presence of heart and mind the ikhlas the khushu نعم وآتى الزكاة Naam, giving the zakat to those who are entitled to it. Yani, being careful to give it to those who are entitled to it, not to anyone. While, ungrudgingly, while the nafs being pleased with giving it. Not I have to give it, but I don't want to. Rather, being pleased with giving it. And the third characteristic?
And it's that the limited fear that he or she has that they
give it to Allah Azza wa Jalla alone.
Naam, وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that the khashya is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means that they yani avoid whatever Allah has prohibited, and that they don't fall short in fulfilling the obligatory duties that are due to him. And finally, the last question, memorize the hadith in which we are informed that the masajid are the most beloved places in the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who memorized the hadith? Who memorized the hadith? Now, nobody else? Now, mashallah. A little brother said he memorized it. But what is the hadith? Somebody, who had, yeah, Musa.
Ahabul biladi ilallahi masajiduha abghadu.
Naam, the most beloved of the whole earth, of everything in the earth, are its masajid. These are the most beloved places in the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most detestable, the most hated of all places in the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Aswaq, the souq, the marketplaces. So this is sufficient for us, yani, to realize the great importance of these places, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance, their status, and yani what the place there should be in our heart for the masajid. And finally, the Shaykh, he ends the book with this final chapter. And there are a number of points from last week's class and from this week's class that we won't be able to yani complete tonight. And perhaps inshallah we'll try to go back to some of them yani related to the adab of the Muslim in the masajid. Yani, what is expected of us? What should be our etiquette, our manners, our behavior when we're in the masjids? We touched on some of them. The Shaykh mentioned some of them in the chapter last week, and we'll mention some of them tonight. But indeed, this is a topic of great importance. Final chapter, the Shaykh ends with Alamun fil Qulub. Yani, pain. A pain in the hearts. A pain in the hearts. Not a pain that your hand or your wrist or your leg or your foot or your head, you got a headache. A pain that is experienced in the hearts, in the core of the affair. إن خير بقاع الأرض وحبها إلى الله عز وجل المساجد. Yani, this statement here, the Shaykh begins with, let us yani take it in and take it to heart, that indeed the best of every of the spots of the earth and the most beloved of them to Allah عز وجل is the masajid. They are the best places in the earth, and they are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the most beloved to you, or to me, or to your mother, or your sister, or your brother, or your spouse. Rather, the most beloved places in the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. And this is something that we have to reflect upon, and realize that these places are of importance, no matter how big or small, or new or old, or decorated or comfortable or otherwise. The masajid are the most beloved places in the whole earth. So when you come to the masjid, you should feel something. This is not an ordinary place. But some of us, we come to the masjid in the same way we go to work, or we go to school, or we go to the library. And we act in the masjid the way we act in every other place, like it's an ordinary place. We must become conscious of our behavior when we enter the masjid. When you enter the masjid, you're in the most beloved place in the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Check yourself. Check yourself. Remind yourself where you are. And observe proper adab. May Allah grant us success. To place in our heart a desire to act properly, and then the knowledge of what is proper and the ability to conform with it. فَهِيَ مَجَامِعَ الْخَيْرِ. Why are they the best places, the most beloved to Allah? Because they are the junctions, the place where all khair meets, coming from every direction. وَأَمَاكِنَ الطَّاعَ. These are the places where obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place, as opposed to what's taking place everywhere else. When you step out of the sanctuary of the masjid, you're in the dunya. Filth, corruption, every kind of immorality. Wallahi, shayateen. The cesspool, out of the masjid into the cesspool, the sewer hole. فَهِيَ مَجَامِ الْخَيْرِ وَأَمَاكِنُ الطَّاعَ وَمَوْئِلَ الْإِيمَانِ. The place of refuge for iman. Iman seeks refuge in the masajid. وَمَهْوَ الْأَفْئِدَ. And that which is the place of one's, the longing of the heart is to be in the masajid. أذن الله لعباده برفعها ليذكر فيها اسمه سبحانه ولتقام فيها الصلاة. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has commanded His worshippers, His ibad, His servants, His slaves, His worshippers, the people who truly worship Him. He has commanded them to raise up these structures, these edifices, these buildings, the masajid, to raise them up for the purpose of His name being mentioned in them, subhanahu. And for the purpose of the salah being established in them. It's not a social club. Even though we might be in need of socialization, this is not a social club, brothers and sisters. Our objective in coming to the masjid is not for socialization. It should not be. Some of us, we act like we're in the community center, the gymnasium. No, these are the places of worship, of remembering the name of Allah. He has established these places for a purpose. Not for what we want it to be. It was He dictate that it be. He commanded His worshippers to establish these places, to raise them up, to erect them, so that His name will be mentioned in them, and so that the salah will be established in them. وَلِتَكُونَ مُنْطَلَقًا لِلْعِلْمِ And that they will be the starting point from which will come forth knowledge. وَمَرْتَقِزًا لِإِشْعَاهِ وَنُورِهِ And that it will be a base from which knowledge will be imparted, and the nur, the light of knowledge, will go forth. وَمِنْبَرًا لِلْهُدَى وَالْخَيْرِ And that it will be a platform for guidance and every type of goodness. وَيُمُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ ويجتمع فيها المتقون ويتذاكر فيها المتذاكرون ويكون فيها المصبح والذاكر والداعي والتالي لكتاب الله والراقي والساجد والجميع خائف من يوم تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. These are the actions of the true maintainers, the ummar of the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the believers, the people of Iman, are those who lead them. And the muttaqun, the people of taqwa, gather in these places. This is our place of gathering. وَيَتَّذَاكَرُ فِيهَا الْمُتَّذَاكِرُونَ And those who, yani remember, those who study, who seek knowledge, they come together in the masajid. And the one who wants to declare the perfection of Allah, al-musabbih. And the one who wants to praise and glorify Allah. And the one who wants to supplicate to Allah. And the one who wants to recite the book of Allah. And those who bow down and those who prostrate. All of them being in fear of a day in which hearts and the eyesight will be turning over. And out of fear of that day, yawm qiyamah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayat in Surah An-Nur, fi buyutin, in the end of the ayat, يعني يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. يعني that these people, رجالين, these are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayat, that they are people who are not distracted by business and trade and buying and selling. They are not distracted by this. From the remembrance of Allah and the establishment of prayer. But rather they are people who fear the day in which the hearts will be turning over out of fear of the accounting. وَفِي الْمَسَاجِدِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ وَتَسْكُنُ النُّفُوسُ وَيَذْهَبُ الْعَنَى وَتَتَحَقَّقُ الرَّاحَ وَتَعْظُمُ صِلَةُ الْعَبْدِ بِرَبِّهِ That in the masajid, the hearts find tranquility and the souls find calmness and the distress and trouble goes away from a person and one realizes, yani achieves the raha, the real rest that one is looking for in this dunya. And the bind, yani the connection, the sila between the abd and his rabb, between the worshipper and his rabb, is magnified in these places, the masajid. فما أعظم أثرها وما أجل نفعها وفائدتها. So, oh, how great is its effect, and how يعني lofty is its benefit and the gain that one achieves from attending the masajid for the purpose of engaging in the worship of Allah and seeking the knowledge of His Deen. So indeed, these masajid, they are the qurratul uyun al-mu'mineen, the joy of the eyes of the people of Iman. And they are, yani, the place of intimacy for the hearts of the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa. And they are the delight and joy of the souls of the muslimeen, the people of Islam. Yani, the masajid. ورد في فضلها وفضل بنائها والعناية بها نصوص متكاثرة في القرآن والسنة. يعني there has been narrated multiple, يعني plenty of textual proofs in the Quran and the Sunnah concerning the excellence and superiority of the masjids and the excellence of erecting them and building them and the excellence of giving care to the masajid. Innumerable textual proofs in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And these textual proofs point with a clear indication to the greatness of the makana, the station of the masajid, and the loftiness of the worth, the qadr, the rank of the masajid, and the importance of al-inaya biha, the importance of giving care to the masajid, not taking the matter lightly, but actually feeling some responsibility to giving care to these places. And giving care to them means bina'an wa nadhafatan wa imaratan laha bi ta'atillahi azza wa jalla. Giving care to them in what? In building them, and after building them, maintaining the cleanliness of these places, and after that, yani maintaining them by what? Imaratan laha bi ta'atillah, maintaining them through acts of obedience, performing acts of worship in the masajid. Wallahu jalla wa ala yakulu. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَصَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. That indeed, these and only these are the maintainers of the masajid of Allah. Yani those who believe in Allah in the last day, and who establish the salat with all that it requires, and they fulfill the zakat with all that it requires in the manner that is prescribed in the sharia and according to the sunnah, and they don't have any fear except of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, these are those who will be the muhtadeen, the people of hidayah, the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. This is in Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 18th Ayat, 9:18. وَلِلْمَسْجِدْ حُرْمَتُهُ وَمَكَانَتُهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, the masjid has a sacredness and a status, a rank, a station in the hearts of the believers. It doesn't have that status in the hearts of all the people. Rather, in the hearts of the mu'mineen, it has a special station. They know its importance. Ya'rifuna, yani these people, the people of Iman, ya'rifuna lahu qadrahu. They know its worth. They know it. The other people don't know. Wa yahtamuna bi sha'nihi. And they give care and attention to it, to the affair of the masjid. بِحَسَبِ قُوَّةِ إِمَانِهِمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ. And their giving care to it, to the affair of the masjid, is in accordance to the strength of their iman in Allah in the last day. Yani the stronger the person's iman, the more care they will give to the masajid, the affairs of the masjids. And the people who you see unconcerned about the affairs of the masjid, it is due to the weakness of their iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day. وإمارة المسجد تشمل البناء والتنظيف والصلاة وذكر الله وغير ذلك. يعني the maintaining, the imara of the masjids, the real يعني imara of the masjids includes building them, erecting them, as well as keeping them clean, as well as performing the salah in them and the remembrance of Allah, and other than that, يعني such as tilawatul Quran and the seeking knowledge and the spreading of knowledge. However, and this, after this, the Shaykh now enters his topic. Now, and I say, I want to mention here, before going into the topic, that I want to emphasize that from amongst those things that are part of the Imarat al-Masajid is the spreading of knowledge. The spreading of knowledge. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith that's reported in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and the Shaykh didn't mention this hadith, but for its benefit, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Shaykh al-Albani said that this hadith is sahih ala sharti Muslim, that it is authentic according to the conditions of Imam Muslim. Man jaa masjidi hadha lam ya'tihi, or lam ya'ti in some of the narrations, illa li khayrin yata'allamuhu aw yu'allimuhu fahuwa fi manzilati al-mujahid fi sabilillah, wa man jaa li ghayri dhalika فهو بمنزلتي الرجل ينظر إلى متاع غيره. يعني that the person who comes to this masjid of mine and he doesn't come for any reason except for خير. What خير? يتعلمه أو يعلمه. He came to seek the خير. يعني to learn knowledge or to teach knowledge. This one who comes to my masjid and he doesn't come for anything except خير. يعني to learn it or to teach it, then he is in the station of the mujahid fi sabilillah. And the explanation of this hadith requires some time. We don't have time to explain it. But what is obvious is that the station of the mujahid fi sabilillah is the highest station. What is their comparison or the relationship with one another? Yani for another time. And the one who comes, وَمَنْ جَاءَ لِغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ, yani who comes to the masjid for other than that, other than khair, yani knowledge and right actions, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is in the station or in the position of a man who is looking at the belongings of someone else. Something that doesn't belong to him. That he cannot get any benefit from. If you came for other than this. And this hadith to me is a great yani clarification and a proof of the importance of coming to the masjid liyata'allam al-khayr or yu'allimu. Al-khayr, yani to seek knowledge or to teach it. This is a great purpose from the objectives of the building of the masajid. Here the Shaykh enters into our point, our topic for tonight. ولكن ثم علم في قلوب كثير من المسلمين بسبب أمر يتقرر في زمننا في المساجد بيوت الله تبارك وتعالى فيه أذى عظيم للمسلمين في صلاتهم وعبادتهم وإذهاب لخشوعهم وإقبالهم على ربهم تبارك وتعالى من أناس ربما بلغ الأمر بهم مبلغ اللامبالاة وعدم الاكتراث مع أن الأمر أي والله جد خطير. نعم. However, in spite of all that has been said, there is a pain in the hearts of many, not all. Wallahi, some of the people don't feel anything from it. Especially those who are the cause of it. There is a pain in the hearts of many of the Muslims due to a matter which is repeated in our time in the masjids, in the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in it is a tremendous harm for the Muslims in their salat and in their ibadah, and it causes their khushu' to be taken away and their attentiveness, their turning to Allah, to dissipate from people who perhaps their affair has reached the level that they became totally indifferent. They are careless. Even though wallahi, this matter is extremely dangerous. Naam. Indeed, it is aswat al-musiqa. Yani the sound of music which hearing it in the masjid has become something that is repeated again and again and again. Rather, there's hardly a salat or a ruku or a sujood except that we are hearing this music in the masjids. Music. Yani, music doesn't have any place in our homes, in our cars, or on our person. What about in the buyut of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Music in the masjids? Allahu Akbar. And if you were to have said 20 years or 30 years ago to someone, can you imagine that there will come a day when we will be hearing music inside the masajid? Can you imagine this? He would have said to you, this is something only in your imagination. This is not possible. This is not possible, abadan. And who would believe that this could take place in the masajid? Has our condition, here the Shaykh asks a number of questions that are for reflection. Every one of these questions requires some time. Yani, we should ask this question to ourselves and we should think about it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 1 hour or 1 day. Naam. Has our condition reached the extent, O Ummah of Islam, that music is being played? Yani, this rejected evil music is being sounded in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our condition, that this is taking place and we don't even feel anything. Ayna hurmatul masajid? Where is the sacredness of the masjids? Ayna makanatuha fi qulubina? Where is its station or its status or its importance in our hearts? And where is our observance or giving attention to the rights of our brothers and sisters who are performing salat? Where is our taqwa for Allah Azza wa Jalla? Where is the ta'zeem of the sha'ir Allah Jalla wa Ala? Yani, our recognition of the important high rank and status that is due to the symbols of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aina ta'zeemuna li sha'ir Allah? Our recognition, our respect, our acknowledgement of the status of the symbols of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that our condition is that, yani, this is a matter that is repeatedly taking place again and again and again. مَا أَنَّ كُلُّ مَنْ يَحْمِلْ حَاتِفَ الْجَوَّالِ يَسْتَطِيعُ كُلُّ مَرَّةِ يَدْخُلُ فِيهَا الْمَسَاجِدِ أَنْ يُغْلَقْ جَوَالَهُ أَوْ أَنْ يَجْعَلُهُ عَلَى وَضْءِ الصَّامِتِ. There's no doubt. Yani, this is taking place repeatedly, repetitively, even though everyone who is carrying one of these cell phones, mobile phones, is able, every time one enters one of the masjids, we are able to turn it off. Or at least put it on silence, so that it will not make any noise if somebody calls us. Yani, turn it off. Turn it off. Are you here to receive calls or to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Turn it off. Naam. But if you are someone that's so important, you have to receive phone calls even in the masjid, put it on silence so it doesn't disturb the masjid and the people in the masjid. At least do that. ولكن كثير من الناس أصبح لا يبالي ولا يكترث بهذا الأمر. Yani, they are unconcerned, many of the people, and they are completely indifferent with this affair. And it has come to the extent that the people who are praying, and this is something that is taking place, بشكلٍ مستمرٍ, continuously, not once a year, once a month, all the time, non-stop, they are hearing the music while they are in prostration, while they are in bowing, while they are in supplication, while they are making tasbih, declaring the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani while a person is saying subhanallah, or while a person is making dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا هَذَا السَّوْتَ الصَّاخِبَ الْعَالِي يُضْرَبْ هُنَا وَهُنَاكْ دَاخِلَ الْمَسَاجِدِ. While we are praying, while we are bowing, while we are prostrating, while we are making dhikr and dua and reciting Quran, suddenly we hear this loud, noisy sound going off here and there inside the masajid. Naam, the Shaykh says, Ya Hamil al-Jawwal, oh, those of you who are carrying these phones, know for sure that the masajid, they have a hurma, a sacredness, a sanctity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, 22nd Surah, 32nd Ayat, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Who is it that will honor, yani, the symbols of Allah, شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, the symbols of the deen of Allah? Then whoever does so, فَإِنَّهَا, indeed, this is from the taqwa of the qulub. This is an indication that a person is, their heart, yani, has taqwa. Those who what? Who respect, who observe, who recognize, who honor the sha'ir of Allah, the symbols of the deen of Allah. The people who came to pray, they have a right to be respected. They have, there should be ihtiram for the people who came to pray. They have a right. So if it is not permissible inside of the masjid for a person to raise their voice with the Quran, then what about these filthy, rejected, evil sounds from our telephones? Or I dare to say, from your telephones. If it's not permissible inside the masjid to raise the voice with Quran over your brother, as it has been narrated in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, who said, اعتقف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was performing i'tikaf, yani staying in the masjid for the purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secluding himself in the masjid. فَسَمِعَهُمْ يَجْهَرُونَ بِالْقِرَاءَةِ. So he heard some of the people raising their voices with the recitation, yani, of Quran. فَكَشَفَ السِّطْرَ. So he removed the curtain from his place of i'tikaf. And he said, أَلَا إِنَّ كُلَّكُمْ مُنَاجٍ رَبَّهُ. Indeed, isn't it so that every one of you is calling upon his Rabb? Yani, the one who is reciting Quran, and the one who is making salat, and the one who is making dhikr, and the one who is making dua. Ala inna kullakum munajin rabbahu. Isn't it so that every one of you is calling upon his Rabb? فَلَا يُؤْذِيَنَّ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا. So therefore, لَا يُؤْذِيَنَّ. Definitely, ta'keed, noon ta'keed. Do not let any one of you harm others. وَلَا يَرْفَى بَعْدُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ فِي الْقِرَاءَ أو قَالَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And don't let any one of you raise his voice over others in his reading of Quran, or he said, in the salah. If this is the case of the person raising his voice over the next person, one of them praying and another one reading Quran and another one making dhikr or dua, if it is not permissible to raise one's voice over the other people who are praying, over the other people who are reading Quran, over the other people who are making dhikr or dua, not even raising your voice with the recitation of Quran, not even while you're in salat, then what about, yani, the case of us allowing these instruments of evil? Yani, the sound that comes from them is evil. Yani, the music is haram, whether in the masjid or out of the masjid. What about this taking place in the masjid? Indeed, this matter is distressing to no end. مُؤْسِفٌ لِلْغَايَةِ. And it indicates, yani, our allowance of this, our participation in it, our, yani, condoning of it, accepting it, is an indication of da'af al-iman, weakness of one's iman, wa naqs ad-deen, and defect in our religion, wa da'af al-ihtiram li buyutillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, and a weakness in our ihtiram, our respect for the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and our observing the sanctity of these masjids. So what is obligatory upon us? Yani the one who has been given this يعني blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that could be used for benefit. والواجب على هذا الذي أكرمه الله جل وعلا بحاتف الجوال أن يجعل من شكر الله تبارك وتعالى له على هذه النعمة أن يستعملها في طاعة الله. So it is obligatory upon the one who has been honored by Allah with this cell phone, mobile phone, to make يعني a part of his showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mah that he has been given to him. For this ni'mah that makes it easy for him to be in contact with his family and his relatives and his children and to fulfill his, yani, the things of interest or his needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for him to take care of these matters. It is obligatory upon him to show gratitude to Allah for this ni'mah by using it in obedience to Allah. And using it in obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it means that it should not contain within it and this evil, this munkar, yani this music. وَالْمُسِيقَ فِي الْجَوَّالَاتِ مُحَرَّمَةٌ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ. Music in the telephones, it is haram in every situation or circumstance, in the masjid or out of the masjid. It's haram to have it on your telephone. Change it. You have 101 dial tones you can put on there. Change it. You don't know how to change it? Ask one of these young brothers. They know how to do it. Ask a younger sister. Sisters, ask the young sisters. Brothers, ask the young brothers if you don't know how to change it. Ask somebody to help you. Get that music off your telephone. Wallah, it's haram in the masjid and out of the masjid. It's haram. Rather, it is incumbent upon you to select for your telephone a sound, a ringtone that does not entail music. And what makes the matter even more serious and dangerous is when this evil sound is yani being sounded inside the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For indeed the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are to be respected. They have a sacredness and sanctity. So if this one, the Shaykh gives another example, if this one who began to ask about his need in the masjid, yani the person who lost his camel, and he's asking, did anybody find my camel? Does anybody know where's my camel? If this one who's asking about his need in the masjid, and the Prophet ﷺ said concerning him, قُولُوا لَا رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ ضَالَتَكَ. Say, told the people, say, may Allah not return what you have lost. May Allah not return what you have lost. May you never get it back. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said to a man who was raising his voice in the masjid, just asking about his lost property. The Prophet ﷺ told the people, say, may Allah never return your lost property. So what about the affair of this tremendous, horrible, filthy, evil? Yani the sound of music in the masajid of Allah. Even if what is playing on your telephone are supplications, and some people have their dial tone is the Quran or some hadith or some supplications. He said, even if it's the supplications, this will occupy the people who are praying so that when they are trying to, intending to recite, they become confused in their recitation. Or the person who is making, who wants to make dua, he become confused in his supplication. Because of these, whatever is playing on these telephones, music or otherwise. So it is incumbent upon us to show respect for the houses of Allah and to pay attention to the rights of the people, the sacredness of the rights of the people who came to pray. And it is obligatory upon the one who is carrying this telephone to remember the ni'mah of Allah upon him. To remember the ni'mah of Allah upon him. And do not make this instrument an instrument that causes harm to your brothers or your sisters who are praying. And the Shaykh closes by saying, So fear Allah and beware of those things that necessitate the anger and the punishment of Allah befalling you. Those things that necessitate the anger of Allah and His punishment befalling you. And what is obligatory upon every one of us is to observe the taqwa of Allah Jalla wa Ala in these masajid, and simply be mujarrad and yadkhula ma'a bab al-masjid, yani simply by the person entering the door of the masjid, that's the end of the affair. You have entered the masjid, yaqulu bismillah was-salat was-salam ala rasulillah a'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhi al-karim wa sultanihi al-qadim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Yani a person enters the masjid, simply entering the masjid is sufficient for everything to stop, and a person recognize where they are. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Is that not enough to make you wake up? Brother, sister, when you enter the masjid, the first thing that you do is not assalamu alaikum. That's not the first thing you do into the masjid, contrary to popular opinion. The first thing you do when you enter the door of the masjid is you say bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma iftah li abwab rahmatika. A'udhu billahi al-azim wa biwajhi al-karim wa sultan al-qadim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. That's what you should be doing when you enter the masjid. Not what's happening, akhi, how you doing, what's going on, you was there today? Social conversation, sports, recreation, entertainment, everything except bismillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. If a person says that with consciousness, in the name of Allah, salat wassalam ala rasulillah, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi al-azim, and Allah al-Azim, the Supreme, wa biwajhi al-Kareem, His noble face, wa sultan al-Qadim, His ancient authority. Yani the person who recites this with consciousness of what they're saying from their heart, then this is what lays the stage for you to recognize that you're in the masjid, you're not in the social club. With this, the person should turn their jawal off, their mobile phone, their cell phone, and then they enter the house of Allah respectfully. And do not give any opportunity for the existence in the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for these filthy, evil sounds. And the Shaykh, he says, وَمَنْ تَرَقَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَوَّضُهُ اللَّهِ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. That whoever gives up something for the sake of Allah, then Allah will replace it with that which is better than it. And he doesn't mention this as a hadith, although it has been narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar in some of the books of hadith. And Al-Imam Abdullah Aziz ibn Ibaz rahimahullah mentioned it as a hadith of the Prophet, but he said ruya, meaning that, naam, it has some defect in the chain of narration, but the meaning of it is definitely sahih. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ, yani whoever gives up something for the sake of Allah, indeed Allah will replace it with that which is better than it. And the Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Ibaz, when he mentioned this statement, he said it has been reported, and it was with indication of some weakness in the chain, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever gives up something, whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it with that which is better than it. And then he said, yani supporting the meaning, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That whoever observes taqwa of Allah, Allah will give him ease in his affair. Naam, whoever observes taqwa of Allah, turn off that telephone. Turn it off. Observe taqwa of Allah. Allah will make ease in your affair. And the Shaykh, he closes by saying, فَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي نَفْسِكَ وَفِي إِخْوَانِكَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. So observe taqwa of Allah in your own self, and in reference to your praying brothers and sisters. وَلَنْ يَفُوتَكَ بِهَذَا الْعَمَلْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَيُّ مَصْلَحَةٍ مِّن مَصَالِحِكَ مَا دُمْتَ كُمْتَ بِهِ طَاعَةً لِلَّهِ وَمُرَاعَةً لِحُرْمَةِ الْمَسَاجِدِ وَحِفْظًا لِحُقُوقِ إِخْوَانِكَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Turn off your telephone, observe taqwa of Allah, And no beneficial matter from the things that you are concerned about will pass you by, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Don't imagine if you turn that telephone off for the sake of Allah, you're going to lose out on something. لَنْ يَفُوتُكَ. You will never have anything pass you by of any of your beneficial affairs as long as you have done this in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani for the sake of Allah. And in observance of the sanctity and the sacredness of the masjid and guarding and protecting the rights of your praying brothers and sisters. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa sallallahu. We close with this. Yani, brothers and sisters, there's no doubt that there are some important matters connected to our topic tonight and last week's topic that we need to look at. And inshallah, I would like to yani finish our book tonight and take yani 1 week, yani next week, to just yani complete some of these affairs. Tonight, inshallah, we'll finish. And next week, inshallah, I'd like to just mention some of the affairs of the adab of the masjid and some of these matters that we touched on here related to yani the sanctity of the masjid and the manners that should be observed in it, and especially the matter of yani the raising of the voice in the masjid without there being any need to do so, yani without necessity. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Luqman yani about lowering your voice, and the description that he gives of the people who raise their voices and what this means. We like to talk about some of these things. I'll close now as the Shaykh closes by asking Allah Azza wa Jalla بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا, that Allah, we ask Allah by His beautiful names and His lofty, exalted characteristics to correct and rectify our affairs of all of us. And that He grant us all success in observing ihtiram, respect of the masjids, the houses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that He make us of those who honor and respect the symbols of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that He grant us refuge and safety, all of us, from using these instruments in any matter or in any way that will cause the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to befall us. And that He rectify and correct and improve for us our affairs, all of them. Innahu tabaraka wa ta'ala sami'u du'a wa huwa ahlu ar-raja wa huwa hasbuna wa ni'mal wakil. Indeed, He is the one who hears, yani hearing with yani responding. He hears and responds to our du'a, and He is the one who is entitled to and worthy of us having hope in Him. And He is sufficient for us. And He is the best one to put our affairs in His hand. And the Shaykh closes with dua for the closing of the book. Allahumma ighfir li musannifiha wa li katibiha wa qari'iha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the one who has yani authored the book, and the one who has written it, and the one who has read it. وجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات, and all of the believing, the Muslims, men and women, and the believers, men and women. ووفقنا أجمعين لتعظيم الصلاة والمحافظة عليها وحسن إقامتها. And may He grant us all success in recognizing the greatness, the magnificence of the Salat, and grant us success in guarding and preserving our Salat, and in performing it in the best manner possible. Walhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. And indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. It is by His favor that righteous deeds are completed and perfected. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أبدا إلى يوم الدين. And we ask for the salat and salam of Allah to be upon our Prophet and his family and his companions. Perfect peace and safety plenty of it forever until the day of judgment.